It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Right. Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. You know, you're very busy at the moment. You've been a lot of school going on, a lot of learning, a lot of cramming for examing.
Yeah, I haven't slept. My eye bags are huge, but I've been watching TV, so that's, you know, counterintuitive.
But that's sort of like sleeping. You're still not doing it. You're lying down. You're sort of just Your eyes are open, you know?
Yeah, totally. So today we're talking about the new well, I don't know if it's new, but it's a Netflix TV show called Safe. Starring Mike Hall from Dexter fame. If anyone's
watched
Dexter.
Oh yeah, and 6 Feet Under, that one.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I didn't watch 6 Feet Under.
Was he Dexter? Is that the guy?
Dexter from Dexter. That is the guy.
He played the gay funeral director in 6 Feet Under.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was emailing Jogo last night. I was like, oh, it's the guy from Dexter, and then I emailed him back. I was like, actually, no, it's not, because he's got a British accent, and I was so confused and so.
Oh, they do
off.
That. The actors, don't they? They sometimes they'll act.
Yeah, right? he actually is like. Convincing, and he's like gotten older, like he's 47 now, and he looks a bit older. I didn't realize it was him, but I thought it was him, and it's him, so that's good that I've clarified that.
Yeah.
But this show is basically like a murder mystery type TV show. The whole season's out. It was a binge worthy Netflix show, and I'm hooked. I think
what's it about? What's it about, please? This TV show, Safe.
So basically,
it's Netflix. It's
Netflix, yeah. So basically, this guy's a widower, his wife has died of cancer, he's got two teenage daughters. And one of them goes missing. She's 16. She goes to a party with her boyfriend, who's 19 years old, and she goes missing.
Every father's nightmare.
Every father's nightmare. Yep. And he's ex-military. He's a surgeon.
Oh, okay.
So he's got like a little bit of skills. He's kind of like, you know, Liam
Neeson. Skill set. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like that. But it's a gated community, so everyone's got secrets and everyone's got stuff going on behind the scenes, and nobody is telling him the truth. And he's trying to figure it out. And you kind of follow his descent to trying to find her, and it goes day by day. So there's day one, day two, day three, day four.
Episode one is day one.
Yeah, that's
well,
how
that's
works.
pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's all set in the
does that work
day.
Is that a good thing, or is it get a bit tiresome?
No, it's good. I'm so far I haven't noticed it like actually affecting any of the plot. It's just kind of like there when
does it sort of start up first thing in the morning and then the show ends at night.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. It honestly depends. Like so up to episode four, I haven't watched it all, unfortunately. Yep. Sorry, guys. But it always ends on one of those cliffhangers that you're like, oh, I have to watch the next episode, but you can't because you've got to go to bed.
And then it says Netflix will play the next episode in 25, 24, 23,
yeah.
22.
No, mine is 5 seconds, so it goes
oh,
next
really?
Episode in 5 seconds. I'm like, no, stop, and it just goes straight away. Yeah, so it's really stressful.
You don't have a chance then. You're hooked. Yeah.
I can't say no to anything, so this is awful. But no, I love it. I wouldn't say it's the best Netflix show on offer. It's not like beautiful cinematography or great score or anything like that, but the performances are well done. The plot line is intriguing enough that you want to keep watching, and it's just a good solid mystery. Like, you know those books your mum would read, the murder mystery books, like Jodie Picoult and stuff?
Which you sort of go, oh, I'm not into that commercial stuff, but then if you pick one up, you'd be just absolutely slam addicted to it. Yeah.
Yeah, so when I was like 8 or 9, I was like going through a bookshelf and started reading all these books, which were not age appropriate at all. And it reminds me of that, just hooked on this like kind of cheesy, kind of tacky storyline, but like the drama's there.
I thought Dexter was a bit like that at the beginning, actually. Did you watch much of Dexter?
I watched it with my parents, so I was always told to leave the room when bad stuff started happening. So I watched half of Dexter.
The murderous part of it, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, I wouldn't say it's very Dextery. I'd say it's more like Midsommar Murders, that kind of like genre. Like, you just kind of want to know what's going on, and you just like want to keep watching. And it's a British TV show.
Yeah.
And there's all these side plots going on as well. So, like, one of the main characters, she is being framed for sexually assaulting a student of hers who's underage. So there's all these different other storylines going on, and you're kind of like, why is this not all making sense? But it should, hopefully, eventually. I can't tell you yet. But and also, I was reading some spoilers, and apparently there's going to be no season 2, so this is a binge-worthy 10-episode, one season, done and dusted, gone TV show.
It's a big decision to do that, eh? To sort of just finish it up.
Well, I don't know what happens in the story, so I can't tell you whether it's a good idea or a bad
thing.
Fair
enough, yeah.
But yeah, it's really exciting. Like, I'm actually wanting to go back and watch it now, and I don't have the time to watch it, so I'm kind of like a bit antsy. You know, when you just want to finish a TV show, you're kind of like, ugh.
You should be concentrating on your studies.
Yeah, you're telling my mum, honestly.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you know, you've got your future to think of and just some binging the Netflix show.
I mean, Netflix will always be there, I guess, but my degree might not be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and also, your degree will always be there once you've got it as well.
Yeah.
So put it off a year. Watch some TV for a year.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I've done 6, so why not 7, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So Safe's the name of the show.
Safe, yeah. Netflix and Zed, go watch it. If you are going to watch it, make sure you just set aside a full day to watch it, because it's kind of so gripping that you just want to finish it. And it's not like, if you don't get into it straight away, you might not get into it at all kind of thing. Like, if you don't watch the first two episodes, you might not really care.
Right, so I mean, it's a you're offering it for people's consideration?
Yeah, totally. I would say it's like a 6.5 out of 10. Like, it's not like the best thing you'll ever see, but it's definitely like fun to watch.
Solid review. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, guys.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
What better time for this band than a Tuesday morning, 9:19, sorry, rounded up, 9:20. Talking about this band with someone yesterday, Atari Teenage Riot with a song called Blood in My Eyes. Ah, there's blood in my eyes. There's blood in my whole body. My whole body's full of blood. Ah!
Festival 2018, two nights of total music saturation with Solid Gold Hell, Coco Solo, Tom Cunliffe, Sandy Mill and Band, Power Nap, Water, and many more. Borderline Festival 2018, June 1st and 2nd at the Wine Cellar in Rami Bar. Get your festival tickets now from the Flying Owl store or undertheradar.co.nz.
Shit and get up, Pearl! Your alarm's been going since 6!
It's not an alarm, it's electronic dance music.
Ugh, turn it off!
Join the dance! Do a box step!
No!
There's kombucha!
Alright then.
Morning people, the morning rave. Every Wednesday at Whammy Bar, 6:30 to 8 a.m. Free coffee, kombucha, juice and fruit, and some of New Zealand's best DJs. This week, Bogan Laker, aka Loken Baker. Morning people, Wednesday mornings at Whammy. Party first, work later.
Want to pursue your academic passions? After some high-level career opportunities? About to finish your undergrad and terrified of the world outside? Wonderful! May 21st to 25th is Postgrad Week at the University of Auckland, and it's packed with information sessions and opportunities for one-on-one advice. Get into the nitty-gritty of postgraduate study and find answers for all your difficult questions. Postgrad Week at the University of Auckland, May 21st to 25th. Register now at postgradweek.ac.nz.
Well, fancy that. 95BFM Fancy New Band is May 26th at Whammy, Backroom and Wine Cellar. With Vincent HL, Lexa, Kimmy, Buddha, Bo Bandy, Skiller, Draco Mad Talk, and loads more to be announced. Drink in that up-and-coming talent. Nothing's fancier than the future of New Zealand music. Fancy New Band, Saturday, May 26th at Whammy, Backroom and Wine Cellar. Thanks to Jägermeister and Rudy's Brewers of Beer.
Don't miss them. Auckland Town Hall, September 8th. 95BFM presents Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
It's nice little Unknown Mortal Orchestra track, isn't it? First World Problems. Just quietly, quite princey, isn't it? Am I allowed to say that? It's quite princey.
BFM News.
Headlines.
Imagine
Oh, and there is he. Run the gamut.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Joel.
Hey, hey, Mikey. How's it going?
Good, good, good.
So your news coming up at 10 o'clock. Catalana Dairy Farm in Cambridge have tested positive for Mycoplasma bovis. The government will spend an extra $80 million towards predator control in the budget. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has spoken out against politically motivated killings in KwaZulu-Natal province. And the United States has opened its new embassy in Jerusalem to mass protests from Palestinians in Gaza. These stories in full at 10.
And deaths.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Joel. Thank you. Thank you. And we've got a nice little news roundup now. Do we play news roundup theme music? No, we don't. We're just going to find out what's on the wire. Good morning.
Morning, Mikey. How you going?
Good, good, good. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
We got a good show on the wire coming up. I'm going to be talking with the Auckland Bottle Drive about a little event they've got running tonight. They're sending a letter to Parliament, and they've sort of got a lot of people from around Auckland, like the Auckland Zoo and various other organisations supporting them. So we're going to go check out that, see what's happening there.
I'm doing my international segment. I'm talking about how the Chinese government is encouraging people to learn Portuguese in Macau to get them to do business in big Portuguese-speaking countries like Brazil. Brazil, yeah. And Mozambique and Angola and places that Chinese people go do business.
Wow.
So, yeah, explore that.
These modern times.
Indeed.
Lillian's got a story on sugar tax and the links between sugar and diabetes, so that should be quite interesting. And finally, Leonard learns about, I'm reading this from his writing, Leonard learns about the root to tip competition in primary schools, minimising food wastage using all of our veggies and fruit.
Good job, good job, good job. That's on the wire today. That's 12 great. O'clock. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Hey, what have we got? We've got the Rosine Architecture and Design Film Festival coming up. It's running until May 20th. It's on now at the moment, the Rialto Cinema, running until May 20th. I've got tickets to that. If you like, I know that there's a lot of people out there who listen to this radio show who are thick in the design world and up to their armpits in architecture. You'd like to go along to the Architecture and Design Film Festival. You don't have to pay for tickets if you win them from us. And so you can just, it's a double pass. Just if you've got a B card, give me a call now, 309 3879. Love to give them to you. Love to. Knocking on your spinny. I'm glad you heard Doot Doot before. Just thinking of you as I played it. She loves that, I thought. Loves that Doot Doot. Still time to send in your suggestions for the final song of the show. And by doing so, put yourself in the draw. Well, no, if you're the chosen song, you go in the draw. 20 UE Boom wireless Bluetooth speaker. Thanks from our new sponsors, Orcon. Oh, thanks. Their generosity has no bounds. To win the prize, though, you have got to have a B card. Become a B card subscriber. Starting off at $4.20 a month. Go to the BFM website, teach you how to do it. You can do it all there. It'll take you moments. It'll just take you moments. And then you're running with the big dogs. Unleashed. In a cavern full of prizes. Help yourself. Got a double pass to the movie Upgrade to give away to a B-card holder right now. Upgrade's a gnarly science fiction movie. About a guy who lives at just in the future where computers control nearly everything. He's paralyzed in a freak mugging, leaves his wife dead, you know. Meets a billionaire technologist who offers him an experimental paralysis cure, which is a computer chip called STEM. Turns out that chip's got a mind of its own. Together, he and STEM embark on a mission to avenge his wife's death. Rock on. If you'd like to go to that and you've got a B-card, give me a call now, 309-3879. Coming up very shortly, Ready, Steady, Learn. BFM Breakfast, it's 21 minutes to 10. This is a song called Doop. It's actually how it's spelled, Doop. By Superflu.